With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A federal judge has dismissed a lawsuit from non-tribal farmers and ranchers seeking to gain control of an irrigation project on the Flathead Indian Reservation. U.S. District Judge Dana Christensen on Wednesday rejected the Flathead Irrigation District's 2014 claim that the Bureau of Indian Affairs cannot rightfully regain management of the water system. The court also denied the district's attempt to add a recent tribal water compact to its complaint. The Flathead Irrigation District and Joint Board of Control did not return calls for comment this afternoon. The project currently pumps irrigation water to about 127,000 acres of agricultural land on the reservation and in Flathead, Missoula, Lake, and Sanders counties. Dangerous fire weather conditions continue, but at this hour they have not caused an evacuation of the Essex area just south of Glacier National Park. People in Essex have been on evacuation alert since Wednesday afternoon as the 232-acre sheep fire has advanced to within a couple of miles of town. Yesterday, fire officials closed U.S. Highway 2 between West Glacier and East Glacier. That closure remains in effect, with only residents of the Essex area being allowed on the road. Also closed is a section of the adjacent BNSF Railway, which typically sees 30 to 35 trains a day there. Some of those trains are being routed from Shelby to Laurel and then west through Missoula. Also watching a fire's progress nervously are people in the Noxon area on the Montana-Idaho border. The Napoleon fire there has forced the evacuation of about 70 homes in the last 2 days, and fire officials said it's likely that more homes could be evacuated this evening with projected high winds. High winds yesterday blew up the Bear Creek fire on the Flathead National Forest south of Hungry Horse Reservoir. It grew from 465 acres to an estimated 11,000 acres in just 1 day. We're tracking multiple fires in Montana on our website, mtpr.org. One of Montana's top wildfire officials says the state is doing okay in terms of having the resources it needs to fight fires. John Tubbs is the director of Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation.
We're much better off right now today than we were at the beginning of the week. And in part, that's because we buttoned up the Eustis fire out here by Tostin, the cabin fire down by Dillon's gotten buttoned up incident patrol. So a lot of the fires outside of the Northwest are in patrol status, thereby relieving crews and initial attack units to go back to their bases and be prepared for the next.
Tubbs says some of the fires on the Flathead National Forest that weren't being fought earlier this week have now had federal firefighting teams assigned to them. But he says a lot could change in Montana in the next 24 hours, depending on how a cold front passing through the area affects fires here. A Great Falls judge has found a former Livingston lawmaker guilty of corruption in a civil lawsuit filed by the Commissioner of Political Practices. District Attorney Gregory Pinsky ruled today that Republican Joel Boniak accepted and did not disclose more than $9,000 in contributions in exchange for fealty to his donor, the conservative group Western Tradition Partnership. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening to Montana Public Radio News.